This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I think you file this one under the heading Art Imitates Life, because you know how a lot of people, white-collar workers mostly, moved during and since the pandemic? Something similar has been happening in film and television over the past couple of years. A lot of the jobs those industries create have moved from the traditional centers in Los Angeles and New York to Atlanta and New Orleans, New Mexico, and beyond. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that was crunched by the APM Research Lab shows that employment in motion picture and sound recording is up nationally, but that the share of workers doing it in LA or New York has gone from just under half at the beginning of 2023 to just a third earlier this year. Marketplace's Henry Epp has the rest of that one.
Janie Haddad Tompkins has been piecing together a career in Hollywood for over 20 years.
I'm what you would describe as a journeyman actor.
She lives in L.A., where she's landed lots of small roles in TV shows over the years, mostly comedies, The New Night Court, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Modern Family, and she's booked some commercials. Getting those roles means auditioning, and prior to the beginning of last year, she was doing a lot of it.
There were constant auditions.
Hollywood was in something of a production bubble. Tons of new streaming services set up shop, banking on demand from subscribers, and to entice them, they filled their platforms with new shows and movies. In 2022, there were 600 scripted shows in production, according to the network FX. That gave lots of opportunities to writers, crew members, caterers, everyone who makes a film shoot run, including actors like Haddad Tompkins.
And then when the beginning of 2023 happened, it seemed like there was this chill on production and making things and buying things.
Studios started to pull back for a couple of reasons, says Patrick Adler, head of the consulting firm Westwood, which issued a recent report on the film industry workforce. First, investors started feeling the effects of rising interest rates.
Wall Street just got significantly less patient with the spending by the studios on streaming platforms as soon as money started to be more expensive.
And studios realized that
there was maybe not as much capacity for consumers for subscriptions to all these streaming platforms as they might have anticipated.
Then the writers and actors unions went on strike last year, and Hollywood pretty much ground to a halt for 6 months. A lot of people in the industry expected production would pick back up after those ended, maybe not to the level of the streaming bubble, but an uptick. But in L.A. and New York, that just hasn't happened. Actor Janie Haddad Tompkins says when studios were pumping out shows, she'd get one or two auditions a week.
Now it's like I've had maybe one a month. So it's been bleak.
But while work opportunities have cratered in L.A. and New York, the workforce in the rest of the country has actually grown a bit since the end of 2022. Travis Knox, a longtime movie producer who teaches at Chapman University, thinks a long-term industry trend might be at play here. Generous state tax credits for film production.
If the state's going to give you 30% of your budget back, it's kind of a no-brainer. You have to go.
This goes back a few decades. Louisiana began offering film studios significant payouts to shoot there, and then a bunch of states followed suit. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, at least 18 states have created or expanded film incentive programs since 2021. A lot of them offer cheaper gas, food, and housing than California and New York. So from the studio perspective, Knox says, as you cut back on the overall number of productions,
the first thing you're going to do is stop making them in the place that's expensive.
So tough luck for California and New York. Case in point, he says,
I've got a movie right now at a major studio at Sony, and it takes place in Central California in the 1940s, and we're gonna shoot it in Oklahoma.
Some parts of the industry are unlikely to leave its traditional capitals, TV writers' rooms for one, and the post-bubble cutback is making life hard for writers trying to get work in those rooms.
Everyone's trying to go after the same job, essentially.
Jackie Penn is a TV writer with a few staff writing credits to her name, which puts her at a level of experience that she says just isn't in high demand right now.
A lot of the shows are only looking for upper level writers.
Or they want writers working on their very first show, which means, she says, the next generation of showrunners and creators isn't getting the opportunities they need to lead the industry into the future. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.